Hi, you're listening to the My Body, My Story podcast.
Women are amazing. They have copped the hardest part of life. Like with what women have to go through, it's, you know, not just childbirth, but what's thrown at women through life. I don't think there's many men that could deal with all of that at once.
This is the 45 over 45 chapter where we celebrate rule breakers and role models, the women who inspire us to live life our way and to show their sensuality, beauty, soul, and true essence. Here, we talk about what it's like to be 45 plus, adjusting to the changes that come with time, and we listen to the stories of our participants. If you have an interesting story, we'd love for you to participate. You can email us at info@alexandrawalker.com. That's Alexandra spelt with a K-S. Or visit our website, alexandrawalker.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the My Body, My Story project. And today we have a special episode, a special guest in our studio. It's Jason. He's husband of Kylie, our previous episode hero. And we decided to do this episode and ask a man what he thinks about aging and body image issues. And I'm looking forward to this interview. Hello, Jason, and welcome to the podcast. And I'd like to ask you a question which I asked Kali before. And what do you think about aging, what it means to you?
Okay, well, thank you for having me. From a man's view, because obviously they can vary slightly, but aging for me is not it's something that I haven't necessarily thought about until later on in life. Like as you start to get older and start to realise that, you know, you can't do everything that you used to do when you're younger.
And sorry to ask you, like, what's your age? So the people.
So I've just turned 50.
50. So we're talking about 50. Yeah.
So I'm only young. So.
Yeah. But still young man.
Yeah, but you do start to realise that you're not as capable of physically doing what you would like to be doing. So I'm still quite physically fit, but I'm definitely slowing down.
Not as it used to be, like not in your 20s and 30s.
Yeah, no, but like the number doesn't mean anything to me. I'm not worried about, you know, getting older or necessarily aging. It's just, working out that, you know, you start to realise your mortality and that you're not going to live forever. And you know, as you get older, that's where you might start to think about your regrets in life or, you know, what you haven't done, what you still want to achieve. Talking to a lot of my, you know, mates, I know that's the sort of things that they're starting to talk about when they're older.
Like, so you do have those conversations.
Oh, definitely, 100%, yeah. So, everyone may have that, but yeah, I, for myself in particular, you start to reminisce about your younger days or, what you still want to do in life and are you capable of doing that anymore? I suppose that's where that fear might come in. Are you capable of doing what you still want to do?
So when you just suddenly start realizing the mortality, so what's your first thought of, I haven't done this and I have to do it? Or like, what's the next thought after realizing the mortality and endless?
I think it's thinking, well, I do want to do this, but yeah, can I do it now? Men in particular get so wrapped up in work and providing and that side of life as much as, you know, mothers give up so much for their family and their children, I think men do a little bit as well, but they just don't talk about it. But that's, I think, hits them later on in life. Like, oh, maybe I could have done this or maybe I could have done that. Not as a regret in, you know, having a family or, you know, being married or anything. Just thinking about what could have been, I suppose. So, not in a bad way. It's
missed opportunities.
Age for most men, I think, is just a number. They don't get judged as much by society for a man's age as a woman would. So, not a fair system, but they're definitely out there.
Yeah.
And how it works. So
we discussed with Kali before in the previous episode about kids coming out of leaving the house. So the women start feeling like lost. Like, what am I if not mother? So what happens to fathers? Like, what do they feel when kids leave house?
I think for me, it's similar. I don't think you want your children to leave, because I think you, from a man's point of view, it's harder to protect them when they're not under your wing, so to speak. So I think men go through a different process of worry, you know, worrying about their children, you know, especially in particular our daughter. Like, I worry about her going out into the world, and she'll make her own mistakes. She has to, and I'm just worried about her getting hurt. So
protection.
I think the protection thing's big for guys. So it's drummed into us from a young age, I think, more than anything.
So it's not because it's like women, they're more worried about staying alone or just not, how to say, that they're not needed anymore. Like, but the men is more about that they're not able to provide this protection.
Yeah, but probably what you just said then, even the not being needed as well. Men definitely go through that.
Mm.
We need to feel that we're useful.
Mm. And you mentioned about that story, like one of your friends said that he feels that the young generation, he has so much to share, and the young generation.
One of my work customers, an elderly guy, mid 60s, very intelligent, very successful man. He said to me a few weeks ago that when he's talking to the younger generation now, they're not looking at him as someone who they can learn off anymore. They seem to be looking through him like he's invisible, mm-hmm. Like he has no benefit to society anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this particular person, it would change their lives if they actually listened to what he had to say. But he goes, they just tend to fob him off now as, maybe being too old to help me, or won't understand our generation. And there's definite generational gaps there.
Yep.
But, what he's been doing for for our economy and for the last, 40-odd years, that process hasn't changed, he's definitely still got a lot to offer.
So, do you feel that men also need to get the opportunity when they get all this experience and life experience and knowledge, that at some point they need to get a chance to share it? So, it's an important thing for men.
I think it's more about. Like knowing that you've made maybe a difference, you're going to be remembered for something. Like you're not just going to be forgotten.
Recognized,
when you're gone one day. So, I want to know that I made a difference to, the children's lives, to Kylie's life, my family, friends. I think everyone sort of wants to. That comes down to feeling wanted and needed, I suppose. But I think everyone craves that a little bit.
Appreciation of what you
basic
do.
Appreciation covers most things in life, I think.
And so, what industry are you in? What do you do?
No, I'm an electrician by trade. Yeah. So, but even I have my days where I just feel like there's something better I could have been doing. I've had a very, very good life. Don't get me wrong. I'm very happy.
You're happy with
it? I'm surrounded by amazing people. I've had my ups and downs like everyone has. But,
yeah.
That's just life. You have to. Yeah. You either move through it or you stop. So
do you have your own business?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, so you're a businessman.
Oh, yeah. It's only a sole trader, but that's the way I want it.
I'm also a sole trader.
Yeah. I don't want to be too busy. I like to be able to wake up and decide my
enjoy
day.
Enjoy life.
Yeah. not be reliant on, having to sort of...
9-to-5 corporate
life. Yeah,
exactly.
I don't want to be... I don't want to be shackled into that sort of business. So.
But it also takes, you have to be brave to make this decision because your own business, it's never definite
income. No, nothing is in life, yeah. I don't think so.
So you mentioned that coming back to some age, so I'd like to ask you this question. So if you could go back to any age of yours, what it would be and what would you say to yourself?
definitely mid-30s. I loved my mid-30s. So I just think you're at an age where you're mature enough to start making some better decisions. Mm-hmm. You're over your sort of, your teen years of just wanting to go out and party. You can still do that, but you know.
More mature.
Yeah, you get cheaper car insurance. it's just, the 30s were when, probably a time period where I was, everything was lining up, and I created that too. Like that was something I worked very hard for, but, I just think it was a good age to not feel too old but not feel too young, if that makes any sense whatsoever.
In your prime.
If that's probably a good way of putting it, but there's obviously other many factors there, but definitely a better time of my life. So
what would you say to yourself from your now, not the, from the point you are now to this younger guy?
It's that $1 million question. If I knew what I knew now back then, life would be a lot different. But I know what I know now because of the mistakes or the wins I've had in life as well. Like it's not all negative. There's heaps of positive in life. So when I was 19, I was treated for cancer. That changed my whole view on most of life. So, and I don't look at that as a negative. I look at that as a positive in my life, because it did. It opened my eyes to so many things that I wasn't focusing on because I was sort of too interested in being a teenager. But
there's such a life test,
Yeah, but even if I had the chance to change that, I wouldn't. I would still keep that as part of
so
my
men
process.
Do need to do their own mistakes to get mature.
100%, yeah. And as much as you want to try and stop people from especially your children from making their own mistakes, you have to, because it's the only way you can really learn. It's just the thing that worries me or scares me is your children can be out there or yourself can make that mistake, but it's the difference between learning from it or continuing on making the same mistakes. That's probably the fear from a male's point of view, of especially around children and my daughter. Mm-hmm. She's going to go out. She's going to do her silly things that happen. But hopefully she learns that she doesn't want to do that again and it never happens again. But it's the fear of that continuing to happen. Mm-hmm. That's probably... And you can't... It's very hard to stop that. That comes from knowledge and experience of doing those same mistakes. So it is a little bit hypocritical, sort of saying, I made these mistakes, but I don't want you to go and make them. But
I think that's your task as a parent is to try and stop it, and then again, the next task let it go after that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So your task is basically to say, don't do that, and then let it go, because you did what you were required, and then you work within yourself, like trying to not to get too worried about that, because they will still, kids will do mistakes again and again.
It happens. It's been happening for hundreds of years. I don't think it's going to stop now somehow.
Yeah. So also I'd like to ask you about the body image issues. And so what's your view on what's the main causes of body image issues, where it comes from?
I think, like, similar to what Kylie said before, it's our society and media and a lot of those platforms that everyone uses, not just, you know, children, like even, you know, older people like myself. Mm. There is so much pressure out there to be something else, or, you know, to have something that you don't have. It's a bit sad, actually, that we are that sort of society. People can't just be themselves without judgment. I think for a man it is easier.
Do men have body image
issues? Oh, 100% we do, yeah, but we probably don't talk about it as often. You know, like a girl will talk to a girlfriend about it. A bloke's not going to sit at a pub and talk to his mate, you know, about something like that. So,
but what's the main worries? I know you cannot talk for all men, but generally, knowing, because you talk to your mates, and like, what's the main? Women is weight, generally, how they slim or not slim. So, what's the biggest issue for men?
Men are quite simple creatures. So, it's about the attraction from the other sex.
Yeah.
Primarily, so I'll give that information away for free. So men want to
be attractive.
You know, yeah. So, you know, men definitely have weight issues. We can tend to, you know, push that aside a little bit more or laugh it off. Mm. It doesn't mean it's going away. It's still there in our head. But, you know, men have that that persona that they can't talk about that, or you know, they're meant to be tougher than that type thing. So,
yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with being that either. I think sometimes we can overthink stuff. Definitely, and that affects you know, your mental status. If you're constantly worrying about a certain thing, that has to have an effect on you and the people around you. And
the relationship.
Yeah. Whereas guys will maybe still think about it, but they'll forget about it after a little while and might come back to it again. But I think we can definitely isolate those thoughts a bit more than you know.
The women, yeah.
Yeah.
So what about
without sounding sexist, but yeah.
What about rivalry between men? So do you have this issues because you want to look better than your friend, or
every guy like
it's
will
also
see
compare.
You know, a good looking guy walking down the street and go, why can't I be him?
Oh really?
Everyone does it, and if they're not doing it, they'll think they're lying about it. So everyone's the same, and you know, if men come down to other issues that they're in competition with, so hair, clothes, we go through all the same stuff. It's just on a slightly lower level, I believe.
It's not that intense, and it's quicker, processed quicker.
Well, it's easier. Like if we don't like our hair, it's, you know, it's a $30 haircut for us to change.
Yeah, I was going to say, go and get a haircut.
Yeah, you know, if a female wants to change her hair, it can cost her hundreds of dollars. You know, so it's also a monetary thing. So not everyone has the money to change their image if they're not happy with it. So
unless men start losing his hair, then he goes
shaved. That stresses a lot of guys, but that also comes down from the fact that, the same thing with social media, and, you know,
it's
out there that men are meant to have this full flowing head of hair.
Yeah.
And like I'm balding at the back, and to be honest, I don't even think about it until someone points it out to me. because I can't see it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't affect me in any way, shape or form, because if someone's not happy with my haircut, that really is their problem to deal with, not mine. So
that's, you come to the another question I want to ask you. So how are you deal, like, if you have from time to time any body insecurity, so how you deal with that?
I think the simplest way for me to deal with it would have been to do those normal things, like if I wasn't, you know, men like to look good in nice shirts and stuff. So I am quite a bad person for buying clothes. I like new clothes, I like the feel of new clothes, I like the look of new clothes. But as Kylie's mentioned before, that doesn't last forever. So I've never been the sort of person who'll go and spend hours in a gym to try and, get muscly. I'm not an unfit person. I'm getting, a bit heavier in my older years.
Like everyone, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm a tradesman. I'm always quite active anyway. But I have never seen the point in going and thrashing yourself for hours to try and, get muscles that people may not appreciate. So I had one in particular, one gentleman who he would spend 6 hours at the gym every day. And it was to meet a particular type of woman that wanted that sort of body shape.
Oh, God.
And I said to him one day, we were having a chat at work, and I said to him, well, you've met this woman. She loves you for the person you are. And I posed the question to him of what happens, when you stop maintaining that. Like, if that's what she's
exactly
attracted to you.
Yeah.
Then you need to maintain that to continue that relationship. And he actually said to me, he agreed. He goes, if I want to keep this woman in my life, I need to continue down this track. So, and it was taking its toll on him. So I think he actually thought about that, because about 6-7 months later he'd stopped that process and he wasn't with her anymore. But that I think is the shallow part of our society as well. People do, they don't look further than what they can see in front of them. Mm. And that's quite fake, and I don't think it's very real. And and that's my opinion, obviously. I want the genuine part of the relationship, like the person that you actually meet, which is one of the reasons, one of many reasons I fell in love with Kylie. And one of the things, and I've said this all along, is one of the things I love about Kylie is her age. So,
why? Because she's...
She's who she's going to be now. It's very hard to change later on in life. Mm-hmm. Well, not to change, but you generally know who you are when you're older. So
how long you've been together?
We've only been together 6 years. We've both been married before. My first marriage was fine, but we got married too young. And we both, it wasn't a bad thing.
We
both became different people, so it wasn't going to work out. So, and if I had have met Kylie when I was younger, then she wouldn't have had that journey where she'd had her children. So
when you were looking for a partner, or maybe not looking, but considering a new partner, you were not looking for a younger woman.
Trouble.
Yeah.
No, I always look for someone my own age.
So ladies, us after 45, we are the best.
Kylie's a beautiful woman. So we have, a lot of things in common. And, one of that is our age and similarities in what we want in life. So, I wouldn't change anything.
It's like a spiritual connection. Obviously, Kylie is a very attractive woman.
No, she's beautiful. So, but, I knew from Kylie, like with Kylie from, I think the second date, something like that, that there was going to be something different and special. So, and haven't looked back since. So, and gained 4 beautiful children out of it. So, Yeah, win-win for me.
Yeah, win-win, yeah, that's true. Okay, so when your partner, woman, just suddenly feeling insecure about her body or how she feels, like what would be your words of support to her? Like, what's your thoughts? How would you help her with to go through that?
It's a tricky situation, that one, because we can get in trouble both ways for that.
Exactly.
So, you there's many, many different ways you can support that situation. So I don't look at that as a, like, I just want to be there for Kylie if she's going through those moments. So not every man's like me, unfortunately. So but there is a lot of us out there. So I think, and like men want to, especially myself, they want to problem solve. They want to solve things. So, and that's where we're not fantastic at listening. So, like, we'll listen, but then we need to come up with an answer.
Solution.
Internally, that's how most of our brains work. So, I need to pull myself backwards a little bit when Kylie's going through those moments and just maybe listen. Like, I don't have to come up with an answer.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I want to, and I still will try and come up with an answer in my head, I don't need to verbalise it. So I think just having someone there to support it is most times enough. So, like, you know, I tell Kylie I love her every day multiple times. So she knows I love her. But I don't know whether there's a lot I can do to change that process, because that's something
internal.
Yeah, that's something, like, everyone can change themselves, but they have to want to change. So hopefully this doesn't come across negative, but like, Kylie knows what she needs to do now to, if she's, you know, she knows what she needs to do to change. So I don't need to necessarily help her in that. I just need to be there to support her. So
I think men experience a lot of stress when women complain about something which they cannot solve, because exactly what you said, the men is they usually, for them, is coming up with solution, or
that's exactly
action.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. And women not all the time need the solution.
No, the women probably know what the solution is. They just want to tell someone about it.
Yeah, just to be supported, to hear, like, oh, I love you anyway, or whatever, you, I'm with you, or yeah. So, and my last question is, what is your thought about women generally? Like, what women for you?
Women are amazing. Like they have copped the hardest part of life. Like, with what women have to go through, it's, you know, not just childbirth, but, you know, what's thrown at women through life.
Mm.
I don't think there's many men that could deal with all of that at once. So men can deal with a lot, but generally only one or two things at a time. So women, you know, have probably anywhere up to 40 things going on at once in their brain. So our brains would probably explode at that point. But I do have a lot of respect for women, like, always have, but I was brought up to respect women. It upsets me when I see women not being respected, but once again, I can't control what other people are doing. So I wish it was a perfect world. Unfortunately, it's not. So, but it's a very fine line, I think, of how to rectify or teach. It worries me that obviously the new generation's coming through. I don't believe that they're taught respect for the older generation as much as we were. Whether that be a good or a bad thing, I'm not sure. We'll have to wait and see how that one pans out. But women in general deserve, I think, a lot more credit than what they get. You're definitely the smarter sex, but unfortunately, not all of them get that, though.
Thank you. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts and for agreeing to being interviewed. I really enjoyed our conversation, and I hope that people who are listening us as well.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you have an interesting story, we'd love for you to participate. You can email us at info@alexandrawalker.com. That's Alexandra spelt with a K-S. Or visit our website, alexandrawalker.com.